Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to a new week here on the Fun Astrology Podcast with Thomas Miller back in his audio booth and feeling good. I like it. Oh, I don't have the full plethora of stuff set up, but good enough. Good enough for this and probably most anything else I might do. So I'm liking the simplicity of this compared to all the other stuff. So we'll see. I don't know. That's yet to be determined. But I wanted to go over a couple of things just focused on today, a couple of announcements before we do that. Level Up last night. This is this meditation that we do on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's available for replay on the YouTube channel under the Live tab and also in our private Facebook group, which you're welcome to join, the Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology podcast listeners group on Facebook. And I talked about this whole situation with my family and the lessons that I took away from this so far. And I don't want to appear Pollyanna here because I really, truly am literally mourning the equivalent of the death of my family. I hope, and I am holding out hope, that that one day can change, but it's probably going to take a while, if ever. But at least the relevant details to kind of understand, get the context, and then a couple of really interesting lessons about energy and about agreements are in that replay, if you'd like to check that out. The Sedona folks, I've had, I think four people maybe say that they were interested in going to Sedona. I'm playing with that because there might be an interference, and I'm going to get that flattened out the first part of this week, and we will put that together or not for the solar eclipse on April 8th. Part of today's business is at least putting our eyes on next week's, a week from today, next Monday's lunar eclipse that will be taking place in Aries and Libra, and we'll talk more about that through the week. The bundle pattern that we've been following, well, it's spreading out just a wee little bit inside the bundle, not so much the parentheses, the outer two planets, Pluto on one end and Uranus on the other, but there is a little bit of jockeying going on in the middle that's giving us some new aspects this week. First thing of note is the moon. The moon is halfway through its transit, its two-day transit through its own sign of Cancer, which it will leave tomorrow, and this is where we need to take note because the void, of course, begins at 2:52 p.m. Eastern, but that's with a trine to the sun. The sun in Pisces, the moon will be leaving Cancer, and they hit on an exact trine at 2:52 tomorrow afternoon before beginning just a 40-minute, fairly quick void, of course, and the moon enters Leo at 3:32 p.m. all times Eastern. This is a little bit unique because, A, it's not Neptune, number one, and second, it's a trine to the sun. So if you've been following this with us, the last aspect that the moon makes before it changes a sign sets the tone for that whole sign, that previous sign's transit, by what it is when the moon exits. So if it's a challenging aspect, then the idea is that things done during that transit will work out according to the last aspect. Well, things done according to this last aspect, trine to the sun, if you want to move yourself forward, especially with intuitive inspiration, I had one of you contact me under this energy, and we're putting something together that is exactly happening during this aspect, and it's going to be great because it's going to have this lunar blessing on it. Let's put Mercury in our sights for the rest of today's episode. First of all, Mercury conjoins the North Node in Aries at 15 degrees 46 minutes. Doesn't happen until tonight, 8:10 p.m. tonight. Mercury in the North Node, mwah, right on the lips. See if you have anything around 15 degrees Aries or in aspect to 15 degrees, and that might be how this could affect you. What does it mean? Well, Mercury rules everything about communication, for one thing, among other things, but let's just focus on that because that's big. And if you look at what happened to me, and if you listen to Level Up or you were with us last night, you know that a lot around communication triggered a North Node kind of process. The North Node is in Aries. That governs war. 2 weeks ago, very unknowingly and innocently, I walked into a family buzzsaw, and I was left thinking that war had indeed ensued. Now, that's just one application, but it is an application to say that it is possible. And I'd like to mention something and correlate this to the lunar eclipse on Monday, March 25th. I'd like to borrow from Ray Merriman over the weekend. He said, and when you tie these two together, it really makes sense, that lunar eclipses are full moons that find the lunar nodes nearby to both the sun and the moon, as is the case here next week. Their quote-unquote influence prevails about 3 weeks before the eclipse and can continue approximately up to 3 months later in time. Being in Aries and Libra, this portends conflict between acts of aggression and strategies of diplomacy. Negotiations have a chance at first. However, things could unravel quickly once Venus ends its conjunction with Neptune in Pisces, which happens on April 3rd, entering Aries on April 4th. And I experienced a lot of that. On top of that, at 11:40 this evening Eastern, Mercury enters its shadow to go retrograde, which happens April 1st. And I just let my eyes fall down and I connected a dot. You know, we've talked about this moon wobble. And I know Robert and I were talking about it the other day. He doesn't follow the moon wobble. Boy, you realize that this week on Thursday is when the moon wobble is 14 days out. And the way that it was taught to me is that you look 3 weeks out, which puts it back to last Wednesday, which puts it right there smack on this family situation. Woo, haven't had the moon wobble affect me like that before, but wow. So a lot today from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up department. I hope you have a great Monday. We have a lot more setting up of this week and the energy to do, and we will continue that tomorrow. Have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye.